One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What up, Stav? What up, Eldis? I'm in a predicament here. My girlfriend's kind of a whore.
Okay.
Been with this girl for like almost
Tough
a
start.
Year and a half. Things are getting pretty serious. You know, we've talked about moving in together and, you know, potentially closing it off, getting married or whatnot. But in the beginning of our relationship, around the 5-month mark, I was telling my bros, I was like, yo, I'm talking to this chick, I'm fucking with her, you know, I'm kind of messing around. Three of them in the room were like, oh, we already hit. Eskimo bros, let's go. I'm like, fuck. You know, I'm the fraternity, I know these guys.
That's brutal. Like, three. And look, I started this call being like, and I don't know that I would start this, my girlfriend's kind of a whore. I wouldn't denigrate her and say she's a whore necessarily, but three of your friends, like, my like, wife can have fucked 1,000 guys. I don't want her to fuck my friends. Or, and if she did, it's like, if it's like some random thing, we didn't know each other, whatever. That's, whatever. Like, I guess it could happen, but like, three is really tough.
And not that there's anything wrong with her. It's just that it still hurts, and you admit that hurt.
That's the thing.
Just hurts for some reason.
You have to, like, psychologically, I just don't want to look three guys in the face fucked my girlfriend. I'd prefer not to. She didn't do anything wrong,
but that's a preference on me.
That's very hard for me to accept. Anyway, go ahead, dude. Sorry, keep going.
Let's go. I'm like, fuck. You know, and I'm the fraternity. I know these guys. They aren't the nicest dudes when it comes to women. And it's not three, bro. She's fucked 7 of my friends. And I know them all personally.
But he's also young.
But the thing is with our relationship is she's super fucking cool. She's literally my type in every way possible. We have an amazing connection. Everything is perfect. Literally, this is an ideal, perfect relationship. But for some reason, every time I look at her, I just get this feeling of, like, utteral disgust.
Utteral.
You know? Like, when I'm loving on her and shit, smuggling her, and I immediately just go, like, oh. You know, 7 of the bros have been in there. Which is not chill. Yeah, I mean, she's super fucking cool. She's literally like everything I want in a woman. And I would probably marry her if she hadn't fucked 7 of my bros.
That's kind of crazy.
So I don't know. I'm kind of. And she keeps on making these like marriage jokes. She's like, oh, yeah, like, you're watching The Bachelor last night. And she was like, oh my God, like, let's get married. I was like, yeah, totally. So I don't know. I need to know your thoughts on this because the relationship is perfect. And I was fucking with her for a while before I even heard this news. But, you know, maybe 1 or 2 is fine.
Does she know the 7 news, I wonder?
It's a good question.
I don't know. That's kind of excessive. Yeah, let me know what you think. What I should do. Should I leave this girl?
Oh, fuck.
Should I have a discussion with her about it? Even if I do talk to her about it, which I have like once, still really didn't fix anything. She still fucked seven of my friends. This isn't while we were together.
He hit the fucking limit.
He just hit the 3 minute mark.
Yeah, that's fine. I think we get the idea.
He probably went out for like 3 more minutes.
Yeah,
just repeating seven.
Did you think it was chill? I didn't get it. Go back.
I mean, okay. There's actually not that much going on here. Yeah. But first of all, way too young. You hear it in this kid's voice. He's talking about fraternity. Like, if you think of a fraternity as something that has any bearing in your life, and not like a funny thing you used to be a part of, or a funny thing you had friends like from college. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's an active force in your life, you're too young to be thinking about marriage, right?
Good point up top, yeah.
And then also, he's just too young. He's clearly like just out of college. I mean, he sounds like it anyway. You're too young to be thinking about marriage for sure. Now, and you're also so young that this really hurts. You know what I mean? And it's like, because like, let's say, like, in 5 years from now, somebody meets this girl who has no connection to these people. It's like, she fucked a bunch of guys in college. Who cares?
Right.
Right? Like, if I met a girl now who fucked a bunch of guys in college, who fucked like a group of friends in college, wouldn't matter to me at all.
Yeah.
It would be
It'd be weird if she hadn't.
It would yeah, exactly. It'd be like, what are you, a loser? You didn't get
drink?
You didn't get your pussy worked over freshman year.
Loser.
And so like that fucking loser. And so like now that's the thing, it's like you might be too in the weeds with this situation. You're too young where it's like, I remember like if this guy's like 22, can you imagine like pretending that's okay? He talks about it right now where he's like, I just feel disgust, which again, like this isn't, you know, who cares that this isn't crazy behavior, but for you at your age, it seems to me it's something you can't get over necessarily. And usually I always tell people like you should talk about your feelings. But, like, what is there really to get out of a discussion about this?
Right. She didn't do anything to you.
She didn't do anything to you. And, like, all you might have, what are you going to have the discussion? Like, hey, like, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just, like, I'm having a hard time dealing with the fact that you, but what is that?
Right.
That's not going to achieve anything, I don't think.
I think it's a classic case of it's completely up to him. Because if he can't, in his heart, get over it, which, it sounds like based on all the positive things, I hope he would be able to if he's not 22 and closer to an age where marriage makes more sense. Yeah. Sounds like she's money. I say go for it.
Yeah.
Like if you feel all those things, because I think one day you'll probably get over that. And if everything else was perfect.
For sure. But here's
who cares? Like you said earlier, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, has done that in their past.
Well, one thing that I am worried about, though, because again, I wish I knew how old he was, because like, I don't trust that she is perfect. Because if you're like, remember when you were 22 and a girl was nice to you and fucked you constantly and was hot?
Well,
you're
no, like, but
yeah. Well, the first, the first time, I mean, I was literally 22 the first time that happened to me, never before that. But like, it's like, basically, my point is like, he doesn't know who's perfect for him.
That's a good point, too.
He could just be enjoying. And so I don't know if he's so young, but I agree with you. If it is like, if all those things are true, I just don't trust his judgment in every facet.
Right.
I don't trust his judgment about how much this affects him. I don't trust his judgment about how perfect this girl
is.
Sure, sure. Like, I think the actual truth here is she's pretty, she's the kind of girl that he does want to date in a vacuum and that this might be too much for him. And I think this it's not as big a deal as he lets on, and she's not as perfect as he lets on. Both things are kind of closer to the middle in reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I might be reading this wrong. He's a young, very emotional kid who's getting his first taste of pussy from a girl who just like borderline just respects him and is nice, and they have a nice conversation with. And she sounds cool. She sounds like she's easy to make friends with, right? So it's like there's a lot of positives here, but you're also right, Pete, in that it is fully up to you. This right. is one of those things where it's like, no one did anything yeah. wrong, but it's a preference thing of like, can you get over it? And sometimes you just can't get over certain things.
Yeah.
That girl, to bring it to personal, where I was like talking about that one girl who I'd hooked up with a couple mm-hmm. times, and then like she left with some other guy at that party.
Yeah.
Later, she was like, I fucked up. I made a big mistake. And I was like, good, thank you. And I was like, cool, like, okay, let's talk about this, whatever. And we dated for like a week, and then I was like, something completely innocuous happened. I was like, you fucking bitch. I just pretended I was okay with it.
Right.
And I just like, I just had a flashback. Like in my head, we're just having a nice Sunday afternoon. And I just see her like leave in my head. I flash to her like leave with a guy. And then I flash to her like sucking his dick. And then I'm like, get the fuck out of my house. And so like that was a moment where I shouldn't have accepted that apology.
Right.
I should have said, look, I'm sorry. What you did was very hurtful. I don't think we're going to be able to work this out. And like, whatever. I mean, whatever. I was again 23 when that happened. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Who cares? But like, so this guy just has to be, but he doesn't even have that because he wasn't even wronged. But I'm just saying, like, you just got to be realistic about what you can and can't deal with. So if you can, great, you're in a good relationship. If you can't, you know, you might not have the maturity to deal with this. Is another, because
yeah.
his boys are probably going to be dicks about it, if they're even his friends. That's the other thing. He has, I bet you, this guy, like, if they had met, whatever years later, he's probably not even friends with any of these guys.
Yeah, that's a great point, too.
Like, that's why I just think a lot, this is too,
yeah.
he's just, it's too, all this is too fresh, is my guess. And I don't think it's necessarily grounds to, if a girl before you knew her slept with guys who you sort of, that you play beer pong with sometimes. Right. Like, yeah. you know.
When you're young, you think a person you met once is going to be in your life every
right,
day.
Right, like, right, right.
It's
right.
completely not true. So,
yeah.
to your point, 10 years go by, half these people you'll forget
totally.
Existed. So,
I went
how money is she, and can you ride that out and remind yourself, she did nothing wrong.
Right.
Only you can say.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So good luck, little buddy. I'm sorry. I feel for this kid because it's like he is having intense emotions. Like, again, this is like when you see a baby that's upset because, like, you know, he can't have a fucking ice cream for breakfast. And you're like, I know, dude. I know you want ice cream so bad right
but
now.
But we can't have
but
ice
cream. But we can't do it right now. It's like, I know, man. I know you want a good relationship with a girl you love, but you're too much of a bro right now to have yeah. that. You're too much of a stupid little kid right now.
It's not about who you've been with. It's about who you end up with.
There we go. There we go. Nice, man.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.